Guten Morgen, beginners, dear Radio Deutschland.
Wow.
No?
I'm so impressed that Roy knows German.
Well,
it's like, do you know the strangest any more than thing. That?
I know very little German.
You took it?
Yeah, I passed German 1, failed 2 and 3.
German's like a super hard
language, right?
Language, like at least in Spanish, no is no. You're already starting there.
German is 9.
Oh,
it's no.
Are you impressed with the fact that he retained it for so long?
Yes, especially.
Because I feel like if you don't, even if you learn it, well, Roy's got a brain injury too, but even if you learn it and you know it, unless you use it, you lose it.
That's right. True. That's true about a lot of things, Loren.
I was just reading this from Yahoo. Being forgetful could mean you're actually very smart.
So I'm brilliant.
There's so much in your brain, you can't retain it.
Next time you wander into the kitchen wondering what you went in for, don't get frustrated. It turns out forgetfulness actually could be a sign of intelligence, according to a study from the University of Toronto.
Now I have something to blame my mom brain on.
Oh, love it.
The research shows that remembering the big picture, not the tiny details, is actually better for your brain over time. Boy, am I a big picture person. Terrible at details.
Me too.
I'm like, okay, I went into the kitchen, I know that, but I forget what I wanted. So the big picture is that you went into the kitchen, so you're smart.
Or I'll know what I want, but I don't know how to get there.
You want to read any more? You want me to read any more of this, or should I just pass?
Is there anything good in it?
Well,
any other
I mean, it tells you, it says the part of your brain where memories are stored will filter out less important details so we can remember the more crucial stuff. And if our brain gets too overcrowded with details, it actually does its own clean sweeping.
That's cool.
Getting rid of some old stuff to make new stuff.
It's the natural selection process.
Yes. It's naturally going through the clutter. So, anyway, I thought that was
interesting. I always thought it was fascinating with my brain right when I had my accident. And one day, you knew a lot. Well, you knew more. And then the next day, you're like, I know this, but my brain just forgot.
It's hard to...
Isn't it strange?
Yeah, I mean...
That's the weirdest thing.
What happened to your brain? Did they ever tell you? I mean, did they tell you that,
it swelled?
It swelled?
You were definitely concussed, right?
Yeah.
It's swelled.
It bruised.
That's so, I mean, does that go away?
What do you mean? Yeah, the swelling
goes
down.
You can't ice it. I'm serious.
Well, depending on how bad it is, they could do things to relieve pressure. But that case, they just monitored it and let the swelling go down.
Did you get a massive headache?
Of course I got a massive
headache. I'm sure.
Because of your brain swelling, it was hurting?
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah, but I had other things hurting on my body that kind of overtook the headache.
Yeah, that sucks.
But yeah, but like the brain is so weird. Like, I didn't know the street address I lived on. How weird is that? Like, you know what street you live on.
Yeah.
That's
second nature, right?
Yeah.
Although I spelt it wrong the other day.
Yeah, you just moved.
Yeah,
give yourself time.
The guy, I'm getting dirt delivered this weekend. The guy's like, I ain't pulling up. I was like, oh, take one of the E's out.
And then I found out that, like, doctors really don't know much about the brain.
Oh, it's so crazy.
Yeah, a lot of people's just like, well, we'll wait to see what happens to you.
I have a good friend of mine. When I moved to Little Rock, Arkansas, I watched football. He moved from L.A. I moved from New Jersey to Little Rock, and we kind of met in Little Rock, Arkansas. He would watch football with me, and we became really good friends. He's a neurosurgeon.
That's cool.
At the University of Fayetteville. In Arkansas.
I like how you say Nero, too.
And I can send you there. But he, like he wanted to study my brain because I drank all the time. I mean, I was 22, 23.
Right.
Just going through a party phase of my life, you know, a little this, a little that. And he's like, I'm dying to get at your brain. Please donate it to me.
Just see what goes on.
Wait, please donate it to me? Like, he wanted to do tests on you while you were alive?
Away. Yeah, well, he thought I was going to die young because I was really, you know. Going,
good. Okay.
This neurosurgeon sounds fantastic.
Yeah. But sounds like a great friend.
He is a really good friend. He works on people with like Alzheimer's and
Oh wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, he literally studies the brain.
Good for him. I hope he finds a cure.
And why would a guy like that want to be friends with me was the question I had.
He wants your brain.
He wanted my brain.
Your brain was very sexy.
Yeah. Brains.
Oh man. Well, we have a big show.
We do.
We have a huge show.
Something unprecedented happens on War of the Roses that you'll hear at 7:50 this morning. I mean, it's unbelievable. So crazy. We'll tell you more about that coming up here in just a little bit. Also, we're going to tell you something that you use on a nightly basis, maybe even during the afternoon. Maybe you'll use this twice a day like we do. Needs to be washed way more than you're washing it. Yes, one of those things.
All right.
All right, we'll tell you what that is coming up in 8 minutes.
This is the MR.
Something that you're using in your house on a daily basis. And if you're like me and maybe Roy and Loren, you use it twice a day. I'm talking about your pillows, people. Your pillows need to be washed way more than we're washing them.
The actual pillow, like the stuffing inside?
The actual pillowcase.
Oh, the pillowcase. Because I was going to say, I heard you're supposed to throw your pillows away after so long, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they get just flat.
Well, it's because the skin and your dead skin goes inside. It's a
whole
thing.
That back, Loren. You're right. You're supposed to do both. You're supposed to wash your pillowcase and your actual pillow.
Oh, okay. No, I don't wash my actual pillow.
According to new studies, our pillows are pretty nasty. The study found that a third of the pillow's weight contains dead skin, mm-hmm. bugs, and dust mites. And their droppings.
Yep.
Oh, gosh.
Go home, throw them all away, go get brand new ones.
And that's just after 2 years. Imagine how gross a pillow is older than 2 years.
And you know people have had pillows. Like, I have a pillow I've had for, I don't know, 10 years.
Yes.
It's my favorite pillow.
Right. Because here's the thing. It's hard to find that pillow.
Mm-hmm.
The pillow. That just, pillow shopping is so difficult. And then, like, if I have a guest stay over, I have 10-year-old pillows that I give them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
They leave with, like, major allergies.
Yeah.
You should be washing your pillow cover at least every 5 days.
Really?
The study says your pillow cover should be washed every 5 days.
I wash it when I wash the rest of my sheets, and that's, like, maybe twice a month. Like, every 2 weeks
yeah,
I wash them.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Because I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I wash my pillows. I wash my sheets. And then I go up to go to bed, and they're not on the bed. Mm-hmm. And
putting the top sheet on is a whole thing. You need two people.
Yeah.
And then it starts an argument.
Yep. You're not doing it right.
Yeah, pull it down. You never pull it down all the way.
Well, wait till you have to do it by yourself. I have to do it all by myself all the time.
I think I'd rather do it by myself. Saves myself the argument. A study found that 10% of the people and 80% of the allergy sufferers are allergic to the proteins and the dust mites on the pillow. So there you go. Think about it, people. And we don't have stock in pillows, so this is not us telling you, but...
No. No.
Because we're getting something out of it. But we just wanted you to know that's according to Pop Sugar. And you know Pop Sugar don't lie.
How often do you wash your comforter?
So Amanda and I use separate comforters.
You do?
Yeah, because she has a heavyweight comforter because she's always cold and mm-hmm. I'm always hot. So I have a lightweight comforter. She has a heavyweight. I never wash mine. Mine smells, quite honestly.
That's so gross.
I know. It's got I smelt it the other day, and I was like, ooh, maybe I need to wash this. Still haven't done it.
How long do you think?
Buddy, it's probably...
Has it really been years?
No. Not years. No. I probably wash it 4 times a year, I would think.
So what's a quarter?
I think that's pretty good, actually, because I only send my, like, duvet slip to be covered, or to be... like done twice a year.
Yeah, that sounds expensive. I don't even know what that is.
You do what? You send it?
The duvet cover?
What?
And where do you send it to?
Never mind.
Yeah.
Where does one send a duvet and what's a duvet cover?
I love that Loren tries to talk in the conversation and...
You know what? I'm just going to let you two go for it.
I got sheets and a comforter. Where's the duvet go?
It's just a fancy name for the top sheet thing.
We know that you have a champagne taste. We're beer guys. You know what I mean? Like, we're beer dudes.
All right. I'm going to represent the champagne
She sends
flavors.
It off.
Yeah.
She sends it off.
Yeah, you can't wash it yourself. It's bad for... Never mind.
Yeah, that blows Roy away.
Yeah,
that you can't throw it in the washer.
Oh, my gosh.
Know, it does.
Speaking of
I do it all in my washer. I don't care.
Yeah.
What does it do?
It moves all the stuff around, right? Like, that's why you're not supposed to do it, because it'll move all the inside, whatever's inside the comforter.
You know what? Let's just move on.
Okay. All right. I, by the way, I'll throw this in, too.
Yeah?
Do you guys use sheets, then comforters, or do you go comforter directly to body?
Oh, the comforter directly to body.
Me, too.
Yeah.
No.
That's why you probably need to wash mine more.
You do, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you sweat and et cetera.
You go sheet, comforter?
Yeah, top sheet, comforter.
You lay on the top sheet.
Uh-huh.
I was trying to figure
it out. Yeah.
Where's the duvet go?
And then that's the comforter. Oh, okay.
But when you're in Paris, you just lay on top of the
right,
both.
Naked.
Okay.
Still to come.
I really didn't know that you shouldn't wash your comforter. I did not know that.
Yeah.
I wash mine all the time in my washing machine. And
You're ahead of the curve, buddy. At least you're clean.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
No germs. Hey, up next, we're going to talk about the phrases that we're all sick of. We found this online, too. This is pretty funny. Like the word legit. Oh, is it time for that to go?
Well, it's too legit to quit.
Yeah. I mean, it was amazeballs. I'm telling you about it. All right. We have the whole list here. We'll talk about it coming up in less than 10 minutes. If you want to jump in on the conversation, 704-570-9595. What phrase needs to go bye-bye? Pop is so many. Shine, it's gonna be a great day song.
Yeah, I just wanna like have the sun pierce my skin when I hear this song.
You hold your arms up above your head and look at the sun like this and say, give it to me Thursday, give it to me.
Yes, I love it when you give it to me Thursday.
No one can give it to you like a Thursday.
The phrases that are people are just being sick of.
Yeah, I mean, there is go out on a Saturday night and just listen to conversations around you, and you hear things like amazeballs.
I'm kind of guilty of that, but I don't overuse it, I think.
Sometimes I use it in as a fun way, you know,
sure.
Like totes.
Totes.
Oh, yeah, you do use totes
just to
a lot.
Just poke fun.
That is on the list, totes.
Is sorry not sorry on there? Because I feel like people overuse that, too.
No.
Example? How do you use sorry not sorry?
But like people use it all the time, like
stole your beer. Sorry, not sorry.
Exactly.
Got you.
I
never heard that before.
Fierce is on the list. Cray. Adorbs. That's so adorbs. That's totes adorbs.
The puppies adorbs. We were around yesterday.
We're adorbs.
Aww. We're adorbs.
I will cut you. The Mad TV. Remember the Mad TV reference? I know, right?
I know, right?
I feel like I might do that one.
Oh, this is something that bosses and people in offices use, or managers. Circle back. Let's circle back to that.
Oh, Quagmire's big on circle back. Oh,
just make sure you circle back with them.
Yeah. Legit?
We use legit a lot.
Yeah, that's legit.
It's legit.
Yeah.
It's legit hot in here. Oh, throw this away. I can't get rid of any of these.
Yeah.
I have no words left.
I have nothing left to say.
Got me like?
Is Yas on there too?
No,
really?
Yas is not on there. Anything with www dot? Anybody does the www? Because you don't need to do www.
Nobody does that anymore.
Yeah, well, listen to some of our commercials.
Is I can't even on there?
No, because I can't even is great. let's see here. Your take on, conveniently located, epic. That's a word that people are starting to get tired of. Epic.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of something Amanda uses.
Amanda's perfect.
No, she's not. If she heard you say that, she would believe it, too. What about?
I know I say a bunch of things that are like little crutches. But I don't know because I say them. I don't annoy myself with it.
Loren, you do say I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
You say that
I'm
a lot.
Yeah.
I can't even. It's probably me.
If I'm around people that say like a lot, I will.
Say like?
Yeah, I will obtain that.
Roy does this, and I love it, though. It makes me laugh. Roy will go, so. There I was.
So there I was. Yes, I do. I think that's the best way to start any story.
Yeah, that because it's disastrous to follow.
Yeah, so there I was.
Did I tell you? He goes, and Roy will come in like off the air. And believe me, we don't hide anything from you guys. If it's ever any good, we'll put it right on the radio. But Roy will come in and go, we might not have a connection at the NASCAR Hall of Fame anymore.
And we all go, what'd you do?
And he'll go, So there I was.
That's exactly what happened.
It was a Tuesday afternoon.
I set it up like it's a storybook.
Yeah. Yeah, with the ending first.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
You Tarantino it for us.
I do. I have it all produced up and ready to go.
We might not be allowed at the Epicenter ever again. Oh, what? All of us? Probably. What happened? So there I was.
Oh, I love it, man.
Innocent, not innocent at all.
Yeah, I'm not getting rid of So There I Was. That's cool. That's a cool way to tell
a
story.
No. So there I was the easiest day. You're right, Roy.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show.
I love those.
Yeah. By the way is another one, too.
By the way.
Yeah,
we do use that. By the way. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's a crutch. All right. So one of your favorite former Gravedigger performers celebrated his birthday in style. And when I tell you what he did, you are going to be thinking the same thing I am. Best friend ever. Hey. It's all coming up in the Dirty. 3 minutes.
Drop us a line on our social, Kiss95.1.
So Afrojack is celebrating a birthday.
Hey.
Hey, Afrojack. Was he here?
He was a Gravedigger.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. I know that guy.
Last year. So he's celebrating a birthday, and he's doing it by giving gifts to his friends.
Oh, beautiful. Did we make the list?
No, we did not. Best friend ever. And he spent six figures to do it. Now, the DJ ordered five chains with custom Afrojack logo pendants, which are white gold and diamond encrusted. They cost $20,000 each. He bought one for himself, and the other four went to his four best friends in his crew. Pretty cool.
I didn't know you had that much money.
Me neither. Did I might be cuddling up to Afro.
How much he got paid last year? Yes. He left to go to Vegas after our show.
Oh, okay.
And you know Vegas. I mean, they make it rain in Vegas.
This year, though, performing at the Gravediggers Ball, if I may throw a plug in, Loren, to
absolutely.
Let everybody know who might not have heard, is Macklemore. Mm-hmm. I mean, and Macklemore is on a North American tour right now, and Charlotte was not one of his stops, so we grabbed him and said, hey, come to Charlotte, October 28th, tickets right now, $20 if you head over to kiss951.com. Buy them now.
Yeah, because that's the early bird special. $20 now, but it gets higher. So get those. And then I hope he does like the old stuff, like Same Love.
Totally.
Thrift Shop.
Oh, Thrift Shop's the jam.
Oh, man.
He totally will. And if you're hearing us right now and not going to buy tickets, you're going to hear us when we come back on the radio talk about how great it was and you're going to miss out. Yeah. So don't.
No, come party with us. So there is baby number two on the way for Maroon 5 frontman. Adam Levine and his wife are expecting another baby. His model wife did reveal it on Instagram yesterday. She said round two with a picture of her baby bump, and they just had Dusty Rose, which is their daughter. Adam is over the moon.
Isn't Adam dating married to the girl that was with him before he got famous? Isn't he that guy? I think so.
She's a Victoria's Secret model, I could tell you that. I don't know how long they've been together long term. Dancing with the Stars finally revealed their judges, and Julianne Hough will not be back. But your traditional judges, Carrie Ann, Len, and Bruno will. Dancing with the Stars kicks off September 18th on ABC. And there is a clown in New York City. You guys know how I feel about clowns.
Ooh.
Love them.
Who is going to create a protest against the movie It because he says that he has been suffering. People have been calling and canceling due to the movie because they're now freaked out by clowns. So his livelihood is being taken after. So he is financially hurting because of it.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine that's a thing.
I would just cancel. I would never make the appointment to begin with. I'm petrified of clowns.
How can we help the clown industry as a top-rated morning show?
We should bring as many clowns as we can into the studio.
Right.
Hell no.
And promote their business.
Not the It type clowns, like the fun ones.
It doesn't matter. Can you just tell me when you're going to do it so I can call out sick that day?
Yeah, like Fizbo, the clown from Modern Family.
Hong Kong,
I'm all set. Thank you. That is your dirty.
They all arrive in one car.
Hey, did you hear the latest trend among parents? You know, parents give kids cell phones at younger and younger ages now. Wait till you hear what the trend is now with parents and children, what parents are giving kids now at a super young age. And I'd love to talk to parents and see whether or not they're into it. Hang out like 3 minutes and we'll come back and tell you.
Hey, want to get up?
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1, who is
got
this?
To get up.
Hey.
Got
together. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lauren. Kiss 95.1.
Okay, parents, listen up, because if you fall into this category, we would love to hear from you, because to me, it sounds highly unusual. Check this out, you guys. Yeah. 18% of parents who have kids between the ages of 8 and 14 say that their child has a credit card.
What?
What?
Between 8 and 14.
Exactly.
That's like an
almost 20% of parents.
What? Well, 20% is not a lot.
I mean,
that's a lot. It's 20% higher than I thought it would be.
Considering true. That in 2012, it was 4%. So in 5 years, it has jumped almost 15%.
Why does your child need a credit card?
Yeah, where are kids going that they would need even an emergency credit card? Between 8 and 12, I still would assume that you would have supervision.
All good questions. And that's why if you or someone you know is between the ages of 8 and 14 and has a credit card, we would love to hear from the parents at 704-570-9595. And I promise you, Roy and Lorraine will not jump down your throat. We just want to talk to you.
Yeah, no, I'm just curious, honestly.
Yes, I will not jump down anyone's throat because I don't like to jump.
Is that shocking?
That's very shocking. You know, I didn't get my first cell phone until I was 13 years old. And, I'm young, by the way. And now my niece is, what, 3? And she knows how to operate an iPad probably better than I do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like they're growing up in a very different world, and it scares the crap out of me.
I remember getting a cell phone and a bank account, which I had a debit card to, around 15 years old, right before I got my driver's license. Like that was my starter kit to go, okay, when you get your driver's license, these are the tools that you'll need in the event of an emergency. But at like I... 14, right. I still kind of feel like is a little too young.
And I only got a cell phone at 13 because I was playing football and my parents didn't want to sit there and watch me. And so they wanted me to call them when the game was over. That's why they gave me a phone. They didn't want to watch my football
game. And that's a different conversation. And I think yeah. there's something to that. A child having a phone when you're not able to, you know their schedule.
Right.
And you need them to call you
or
send you a message.
Well, and today, too, I feel like it's a little different because there's, like, landlines are obsolete now.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
So. This is Jacob in Norwood. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Ray Morning Show.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Jacob. So close to 20% of parents say that their kids, who are between the ages of 8 and 14, currently have a credit card. The parents give the kids a credit card. And are you one of those parents?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so just explain it. Like, why does your kid have a credit card?
Well, primarily whenever she goes out with other friends, you know, whether they go out to eat or Carowinds or anything, just want them to be able to pay for their own way. So instead of her carrying cash and risk losing it, she can take that credit card, use it to, take care of her own meal.
Is it more of a convenience for you because you won't have to go to the ATM or... is it more of a security thing for her?
Security thing for her, just in case, you know. So she, well, I guess twofold, because she don't have to carry cash. And I feel better about her losing a credit card that
can be canceled or put a freeze on it.
They would protect you if there's fraudulent charges, but I find it much more common for her to drop a $20 bill and, you know, that never find its way back to her.
Hey, Jacob, how old is she? 13-year-old. And is her name on the credit card or yours?
It's actually got her name because it's
really?
It's a debit card. Yeah. Actually, one of the major banks has a credit card for
kids.
For a kid.
Yeah.
Kid savings program.
Thanks, Jacob.
I would assume that they wouldn't let you if like your dad's name was on. If I came to to pay for something and it's a Joseph Marola on my
wondering.
Card,
right,
they wouldn't
because
let
they
me
would
use
think,
it.
Jacob, do you live on the lake out there in Norwood?
Half a mile from the lake, but right. Enjoy spending a lot of time out there.
Okay. I just wonder if he's like rich lakefront.
Are you waiting for an invite?
What's that?
I mean, was that like throwing a line out for an invite?
No,
or?
No. I was wondering if he was like rich lakefront with
gotcha.
The, you know,
thanks,
giving
Jacob.
Kids credit cards yeah. and all that stuff. Jennifer in Mooresville, welcome to the Manny Roy on the Rim Morning Show.
Hi.
Hey, Jennifer. So
Hi.
Your daughter has a credit card?
My son does.
Your son, okay. And how old is your son?
He got it when he was 13. He just turned 14.
Now, and is it for the same reason that Jacob said, it's honestly a security thing? Like, you're afraid your son would drop cash? Or is it for a different reason?
Actually, he got it because he traveled abroad for a soccer tournament.
Oh.
And neither my husband or I was with him. So without the foreign exchange rate and currency, and he was going to different countries for soccer. So instead of doing that, it was just give him, give him a credit card.
And so we have 9 out of 12 lines are filled up with people, parents who have kids with credit cards as low as 6 years old, all the way up to 14, Jennifer.
Wow.
We can't get to all of them, but like the parents aren't afraid that the kids are going to purchase things that they're not allowed to purchase.
Right. Use it frivolously, right.
How do you control that?
Well, you know, with luckily our son is, you know, pretty responsible. So we had a long talk before he went, and it was, this is how much you have to spend. This is your budget. If there's an emergency, yes, we can, you know, free up some space for you, but this is how much you have. And he actually came home with $100 still left in his budget.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'm actually now on board with Jacob.
Thanks, Jennifer.
And Jennifer, because
did Jennifer say how old her son was?
14.
I'm on board with this because, you know, with cash, you could just count and realize how much money you have left.
Mm-hmm.
This would require them to actually be responsible with what they have in a virtual account.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is what you deal with in the real world.
Well, and I definitely think that there's, you know, case by case. Like, if you are traveling abroad, I get it, you know. But I don't know, just to be at home and go out with your friends, I don't know if I can get on board with it personally.
Jessica and Hickory, her son has a prepaid credit card, but that's probably to stop big purchases if her son does that.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, everyone. That's a real eye-opener. Still to come. If we could just have everyone's 3-digit code, we'll move on.
Yes.
War of the Roses. Yes. Emma says that her man, Grant, is always starting arguments and therefore must be cheating. At least that's according to an article she read in a magazine. We'll test another relationship and a brand new War of the Roses for you in under 10 minutes. Get up.
Clearing up. Traffic brought to you by Duke Energy. For updates and information regarding Hurricane Irma, visit duke-energy.com/Irma. Jim Slade, Kiss Traffic.
Hey, Sunday is the first home football game, and we invite you to come hang with us at the Carolina Blue Zone Tailgate Bash at the Unknown Brewing Company. It's just a couple blocks away from the stadium. Food and drinks are included with your ticket from Game Day Hospitality. It is the coolest tailgate. Trust me, don't pack up your car. Don't fight for parking. Just come directly to us. Head over to kiss951.com right now to get your tickets for the Blue Zone Tailgate for Sunday's game.
Also, I want to marry you.
Well, that's nice, but I'm already married, buddy.
No, not you. People who aren't married. Literally, I want to marry you. The Mandy Roy and the Ray Morning Show is giving away a zombie wedding at Scarewinds. I'll be the minister. Go to kiss951.com. Tell us why you want to have a zombie wedding at Scarewinds. Plus, if you're selected, you'll get a free honeymoon to Chitola Resort at Blowing Rock.
So coming up in just about an hour, a brand new War of the Roses, something unprecedented happens on this War of the Roses.
Yes.
Both people emailed us within a week of each other thinking that the other was cheating. So that plays out. We'll do that in an hour. But up next, Emma wants to see if Grant is cheating on her because he's always arguing with her.
Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Well, I don't think Emma and Grant will be friends after that.
No, probably not.
But we told you yesterday that Russell Brand wants to be friends with Katy Perry. So it leaves me wondering, why can you not ever be friends with an ex? We'll take your calls here in 3 minutes, 704-570-9595.
When I wake up, Roy and Loren Morning Show.
So yesterday we told you that Russell Brand would like to reconcile with Katy Perry. That he wants to be friends now. But I don't think Katy Perry's into it.
Katy, do you want to be friends with me?
No. Russell did say that with everything going on in the world right now, he thinks that they should put all their personal differences aside because if they can't get over a failed relationship, what hope is there for the world?
And we said it yesterday. I kind of feel like Russell misses the point. Wide awake. That's how she feels about it. Like, that's how she feels you treated her.
Not to mention, didn't they break up like via text message too?
Ooh.
Like, you ended a marriage through a text message.
Not good.
No.
Not good.
So I'm wondering, why can you never speak to your ex? Like, why can you not be friends with them?
704-570-9595. You can always tweet at the MRL show. You know, we're on Facebook Live. We got cameras in here. If you look up Kiss 95.1 on Facebook, and Crystal says, they're exes for a reason.
Very true.
But true, but I'm friends with a lot of my exes.
I was going to say, there's still something to be said if you can be friends with an ex. Now, I feel like once you get married and you've like truly separated yourself from that point in your life, then you probably should not talk to them on the regular anymore.
But I get what you're saying, Lorraine. There's probably like, okay, so for me, I'm friends with like four of my exes and one I would never be friends with because she stole my credit card and
booked
a trip to Vegas on it. Right after we broke up.
Can I have her number? And
you don't want to steal my credit card.
You wouldn't get far.
And because of that, I would never talk to her again. Like,
right.
Like that's one ex that I would be like, hell no, we are not getting back. And I mean, not getting back. We're not even getting back to the level where I want to talk to you.
Right.
Yeah, my exes like cheated on me. I'm kind of with Crystal. They're exes. What, we ended it.
You could be cordial. Roy, if you saw one of your exes out, would you say, oh, hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
No, I would dive behind the nearest thing I could and
really?
Hide.
Really?
Are you not friends with any of your exes on social media?
Nope.
Really?
No. I think a couple of them blocked me. Because I can't find them anymore. this is Jimmy and Charlotte. Welcome to the Maney Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
How are y'all doing?
Hey, Jim. How are you?
Good.
Well, how do you know he wants to be called Jim?
I think you guys are buds now.
Just guessing. Jimbo.
Jimbo.
Anyway, Loren had a good question.
So why can't you be friends with your ex?
Like I said, it's like being friends with you know, a kidnapper after they release you. It's not going to work because if you could get along and work through your problems, you wouldn't ever be exes. And you know how most of them is just like that. They're going to do stuff to get even with you. They're going to show up with their new girlfriend or their new boyfriend. So it's best just to go your separate way. Don't speak and leave it be.
Yeah, but think about it.
Problems,
Jimmy, there's lots of reasons why you're not working through your problems. Like, believe it or not, I'm much more mature now with my wife, Amanda, than I was with any of my ex-girlfriends that I dated when I was in my 30s. Really?
No.
Oh, yeah.
So that's one reason. And, like, another reason is, like, you move.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I moved around the country, so I'm leaving.
But, I mean, Jimmy's right. If you could work through those problems, you probably wouldn't be exes.
The scenario would be different. Like, if you had a kid or something like that, then, yeah, you got to kind of work through it. And you pretty much you got to deal with that person until the kid's grown up. Boyfriend, girlfriend, we break up.
Yeah.
Just move on with your life.
Yeah.
Go on, proceed in another relationship.
And, like, I've had relationships that ended, I think, pretty great and cordial. It wasn't working.
Right. You just go your separate way.
There wasn't cheating or anything bad. But to be honest, I don't care. I just don't care about what's going on in their life. So I don't.
Okay, but
I'm not being mean. I just genuinely don't care.
But I'm playing Loren's game.
Right.
Because Loren said, why can't you be friends with an ex?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, because my ex stole my credit card
right.
and then booked the flight to Vegas. Where are those? Like, nobody else had an ex who did anything super mean to them? Right?
I mean, Katy Perry can't be friends with Russell Brand because he broke up with her via text message. Like,
right.
That's that, yeah.
Right. So,
I got
like,
what you're
what's the reason why you can't be friends with your ex, I guess, is the question that we have, yeah.
This is Lisa in Claremont. You're on the Maney Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, how are you?
We're fantastic. So, can you be friends with your ex? Was there a reason why you cannot be?
There is a reason why I cannot be. I had some really bad experiences with my exes. And just out of respect for my husband, I think it's better not to be friends with your exes.
I mean, I get down with that.
Right.
Not even on Facebook?
No. That causes issues. I mean, causes trust issues with your husband or your spouse or whatever, but I've come from some domestic violence relationships and they're exes for, all of them are exes for a reason.
Yeah, of course.
They've hurt me really, really bad.
Yeah, of course, Lisa. Yeah. I mean, that's an awful situation. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, we would hope anybody, Lisa, in that situation would run and tell the police and press full charges against the jerks, but.
And definitely not be friends.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
But and that's good. That's good that you're not friends with them. Yeah.
Right.
This is Anonymous in Charlotte. Welcome to the Maney Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're fantastic, Anonymous. Do you have a reason why you cannot be friends with your ex?
Yeah, it's actually strange. So most of my exes were really good friends because we realized we were just better as friends. So like those I stayed friends with. But one of them, I dated him for almost a year, and then he asked me to move in. And I was like, are you sure? I don't want to get too serious. He's like, no, let's move in. So we like threw away his furniture, moved in. And then
wait. Go back. So like we threw away his furniture or you threw away his furniture?
Well, I asked first because like he had a falling apart couch.
Right.
It's a bachelor pad.
Yep, I know.
It was a bachelor pad. And of course, I had nice furniture. So I was like, well, where are we going to put everything? So we like got rid of all of his crap that's falling apart. And we moved my stuff in. And then a week later, we worked together. So that's a bad part. But we worked together. And I came home from work. And he left early. And I came home to a note on the kitchen table saying, I don't think I can do this anymore. And then I was like, are you kidding me? And so he was staying with another friend until I moved my stuff out. And I found out like 2 weeks later, he was cheating on me with our manager.
Oh, my gosh.
That sounds like a War of the Roses right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So that's one that I don't talk to anymore.
All right.
Ever.
Thank you, Anonymous.
Duly noted.
One more.
Oh, man, this is Kyle in Statesville. Welcome to the Manny Roy in the Rim Morning Show.
What's going on, guys? I listen to you all the time.
No way. Thanks, Kyle. That's awesome, dude. I love it up in Statesville. I got friends up there. So tell us real quickly, why can't you be friends with your ex?
Well, you see, I work 24 hours for a fire department in Catawba County, so I work 24 on, 48 off.
Thank you for your service.
And it's no problem. I love it, guys. So I decided to take half a shift off for my ex-wife's birthday because I just happened to be working on her birthday. And as I took off, I got home around 7:30 in the evening, and I noticed a vehicle in the driveway. Well, I thought it might be her dad's because he's a mechanic and he lives right down the street.
Yeah.
And so I walked in the house, and she's, like, getting out of the bed butt naked. And next thing I know, there's a guy walking out of the bedroom or out of the bedroom bathroom.
Oh, so did you go get, like, a water hose and spray him down?
No, I actually looked at her, and I told her she was lucky I didn't have my gun with me because I was putting a new trigger in it. So I
oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You're very passionate, Kyle.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know the guy?
Do what?
Did you know him?
I did not personally know him, but he worked with her. She's a school teacher.
Okay.
And so they worked together all the time.
No way.
Man.
Yeah, there's Kyle out there saving lives in Statesville.
Yeah.
Wait, ready to run into a bursting building that has flame, bursting flaming building, and then his girl's back home.
It was horrible, but yeah, there's no way I could be friends with her. Wow. No way.
Thanks, Kyle.
I don't blame you.
We're on Facebook Live, too, by the way, and Megan's in here. She said that she caught her ex in bed with another woman and broke $8,000 worth of guitars. That's why she can never be friends with her ex.
Ooh.
That's awesome. $8,000 for the guitars. I don't know the value of guitars, but I bet that's...
I think guitars are pretty expensive.
Mark said he can never be friends with his ex because she put locks on his door so he couldn't get into his house for 3 days after they broke up.
I mean, what do you do there? Do you break your own door down?
I guess. I mean, who knows? You know. Maybe he was out of town or something. That's pretty funny. She's like, I'm leaving and you're not getting in.
Yeah.
Still to come.
Man, oh man. All right, there you go, Russell Brand. No shot.
Yeah. All right. So Aaron Carter, he's dealing with a little something. And we've been watching it unfold in the media. But he's joined the doctors. And wait until you hear what happened on set, which caused him to walk off.
Oh.
It's coming up in 10 minutes in The Dirty.
This is the end. Now your celebrity gossip. It's The Dirty on The 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Man, we got to give a huge shout out to our buddy Reed.
We hung out with Reed yesterday, and Reed's got an awesome imagination. He was telling us like all these horror story plots for a movie.
Yeah, he's so cool. We were at this event yesterday, Manny.
Yep, the South Charlotte Dog Rescue.
At the Ballantine Resort. I don't know anything about golf, but so there we were. And we met Reed, and he was the coolest kid.
He was.
Yep. Erica and all the people who foster dogs, you guys rock. Check them out on their socials. It's South Charlotte Dog Rescue, and you can foster puppies. It's amazing. And other dogs.
I think they have a ton of dogs right now that need to be adopted.
How about 5 emails a day when she wakes up saying that these dogs are in need of homes?
I'm going to apply to be a foster parent, and there was a raffle yesterday, and we won something.
You did?
Yeah. Cigars.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Guess what you do now?
I smoke cigars.
All right, so getting to the dirty. American Idol has kind of backed themselves into a corner. that, yes, they've landed Katy Perry, but they've been unable to get any other judges to sign on. So they're thinking now that they're going to have to delay taping. And this after they worked so hard to sign Katy Perry and work around her schedule. Well, now if they have to delay, she might not be able to be a judge. So you go from one judge that you paid oodles to no judges, or, you know, this whole thing is just kind of a cluster.
That's awesome.
But Luke Bryan is supposed to be the second judge that is signing on board, and they can't afford the money that he wants. So he's the one that they offered all those Disney perks to.
Yeah.
And he's saying, no, that's not enough.
Yeah. Who cares about the Luke Bryan coaster at Disney World?
I think that's pretty cool.
Okay.
I mean, well, it would be good marketing for him, and he would reap the benefits of having that coaster as well. A percentage of ticket sales.
And his family can
ride
it whenever they want, front of the line passes.
Yeah, so, I don't think he really cares about that. No.
Let's say Walter comes in here, because they're going to be talking about our contract soon. He's like, you know what? We can't give you guys a raise, but it's going to be the Manny Roy and the Ren Show lobby.
No, that's
see,
different.
See Luke's see, point.
Okay, fine. You want to ride?
Different.
All right, you're going to be in the Manny Roy and the Ren elevator. Takes you up three stories.
And you can ride it as much as you want.
I would buy into that. Maybe I'm a bad negotiator, but I like that.
He's making notes. Our boss is making notes.
Right.
All right, it's the Manny Vader.
The Manny Vader.
All right, and Aaron Carter, he is joining the Doctors this week, and it was a really emotional interview. He took a drug test, and he reminded the doctors that this whole thing, his downward spiral, almost stemmed from 2001 when he watched the World Trade happen.
Mm. Okay, here's Aaron Carter.
I watched the first Trade Center get hit by the first plane with my own eyes at the age of 13 years old. Period, end of story. My fear from flying came from that. Oh. I get panic attacks, and then my blood pressure raises and my heart races, and then one minute I'm manic and one minute I'm angry or I'm too passionate.
That's sad.
Yeah, which is why he started down this road. But you can see him on the Doctors this week. I heard he walks off set, so we'll all have to wait and see.
Okay, let's play Can't Beat the Ren. 704-570-9595. She's got 6 wins. Call now. Take her down for Gravediggers Ball tickets.
Hey, want to get
Marvin and Rhema Church at Davidson Concord. Those are all accidents. Traffic brought to you by McDonald's. Let McDonald's get your morning off to a good start and get a sausage McMuffin with egg sandwich for just $1.69 for a limited time only at McDonald's. Jim Slade, Kiss Traffic.
This Sunday, Manny's going to be at the Carolina Blue Zone tailgate. Unknown Brewing Company. It's the best tailgate experience. You get your food, beer, drink included from Game Day Hospitality. Get your tickets right now at kiss951.com.
Manny's all over football, people, because then Monday night you can join me at Queen Park Social for Monday night football. That's right. It's the pregame patio party featuring DJ Q1, our buddy, better known as Dreads. That is happening on September 18th from 6 to 8. So that's this coming Monday night. You can party with us Monday night football style. All right. Caleb from Cheryl's Ford is playing Can't Beat Loren in 3 minutes.
Can we be fun? Hey, Caleb.
Hey.
Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Thank you.
You are playing Can't Beat Loren this morning for Gravediggers Ball tickets.
Sweet.
I know you're excited.
I've never played before. I've tried to call like every morning.
Yeah.
I finally got through, so I'm excited.
How's your celebrity gossip knowledge? Good?
Yes.
All right, let's play.
Don't be nervous. Everyone's listening.
Just stop. Caleb, kick her out.
Loren, leave the studio.
I'm going.
Loren is leaving the studio. We are on Facebook Live. If you look up Kiss95.1 on Facebook, I got like 3 cameras up in here, and you can actually see that she's out of the studio, Caleb, so only you and I can hear the questions.
All right, J-Lo is saying for the first time in her life, she's in a good relationship. What former New York Yankee is she currently dating? He plays shortstop. He has a nickname like J-Lo, and he is
A-Rod.
Okay. Question one's supposed to be the gimme, Roy.
Oh, that's why we gave it to him.
This Maroon 5 frontman and judge on The Voice just announced that he's expecting baby number 2. Who is that?
What was the question again?
This Maroon 5 frontman and judge on The Voice says, hey, I'm expecting...
Adam Levine.
All right, question 3. Mark Ronson is being sued by La Strada Entertainment, claiming he ripped off the sounds used in his hit song with Bruno Mars. What is that song that Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars do together?
Uptown Funk.
Question four. Former Hunger Games star, now starring in the movie Mother, revealed that her desire to become a mom is growing less and less as she grows older. which Jennifer are we talking about?
Jennifer Lawrence.
And question five. After 60 years in broadcasting, Us Weekly revealed that this TV and radio show host is battling lung cancer. Who is that? 60 years in broadcasting. So he's old.
Bob Barker.
All right, come on in, Lauren. Not a bad guess.
Okay, how did Caleb do?
He got four correct.
Ooh, okay.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Let's blow through this because I'm so excited to get to a crazy War of the Roses. All right. J-Lo is saying for the first time in her life she's in a good relationship. What former Yankee is she dating?
Alex Rodriguez.
That's correct. 1-1.
This Maroon 5 frontman and judge on The Voice just announced that he is expecting baby number two.
Adam Levine.
That is correct. 2-2.
Mark Ronson is being sued by La Strada Entertainment, claiming he ripped off sounds used in his hit song with Bruno Mars. What song do Bruno and Mark Ronson do together?
Uptown Funk.
That is correct. It's 3-3.
Former Hunger Games star, now starring in the movie Mother, revealed that her desire to become a mom is actually growing less and less as she gets older. Which Jennifer are we talking about?
Jennifer Lawrence.
That's correct. We're 4-4. It is tied.
After 60 years in broadcasting, Us Weekly revealed that this TV and radio show host is battling lung cancer.
It's Larry King.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Caleb said Bob Barker. Good guess, though.
That's
final
guess.
Score, 5-4. The red, you got 7 wins.
Yeah, sorry to hear that about Larry King.
Yeah, right? Caleb, so yes. Sorry, buddy.
It's okay. I tried.
You know what I want to hear before we let you go, though?
I'm Caleb Stillford, and I cannot beat Loren.
That's all right, Caleb. Thanks for playing. Say hi to everybody up there for us, okay?
Okay, thank you, guys.
Go get your Grave Digger ball tickets.
Yeah, now you got to buy your Grave Digger's ball tickets for October 28th.
So it is time for us to make War of the Roses history. This has never happened, and I think on any radio station that does War of the Roses.
Yeah, the person who thinks they're being cheated on sent us an email. Her boyfriend, a week later, sent us an email thinking that he was being cheated on by her.
So we're going to get them both on the phone, and we're going to confront them both to find out who's actually cheating. That's all coming up less than 10 minutes. When I wake up,
One place has amazing deals going on year-round, but this deal that's going on is out of this world, literally.
Yeah, it is literally. We're saying all the words we said we shouldn't say earlier.
Literally.
It's literally the best time to buy any fine jewelry because Diamonds Direct, they're doing 5 years zero interest on any purchase.
Let's think about it. Let's do the math real quickly. You and I, you get a $6,000 engagement ring. That's a good engagement ring. That's only $100 a month with nothing down.
Super low diamond prices, and Diamonds Direct is known for great quality anyway and great deals. So you're getting like an amazing savings at Diamonds Direct, and you can spread your payments out over 5 years with no interest. Hello?
Yeah. And there's no pressure over there. They're so nice to you. Go see our friends at Diamonds Direct. They're on Sharon Road across from the South Park Mall.
Totes.
Totes?
Get something adorbs while you're
legit.
There.
Legit.
For me, the new Food Lion app. That's what I like.
Yes, 95.1. Catching cheaters. Damn. With the War of the Roses.
So what you're about to hear has never happened in War of the Roses. And I know my buddy Mojo up in Detroit does it too. And I told him about it. And he goes, that is the strangest thing. The woman, Allie, sent us an email 2 weeks ago. And Will sent us an email, her boyfriend, last week, thinking that she was cheating. So we got them both on the phone without knowing it. Here's what happened.
Allie's with us for War of the Roses. Allie, you think your boyfriend Will's cheating with an ex?
Yeah. So he and his ex hate each other, or at least I thought they used to hate each other. And he used to just talk about how bad she hurt him and how he never wanted to talk to her again. And then all of a sudden lately, they've been liking each other's posts on social media. Like all of a sudden they're friends again on Instagram, on Snapchat, and even like on Facebook, he's commenting on her stuff. And I'm like, if you hate this woman, why are you still like connecting with her? And I know that they weren't always friends on social media. So something had to have happened. Like they have to be talking to each other because why would they just all of a sudden be friends on social media again? And just some of the comments seem really flirty. And I just really have a gut feeling something's going on.
Why did they break up? Do you have any idea?
He cheated on her, so I know it was ugly, and he has cheated before, so I believe he would do it again.
Hmm. Did he cheat on her with you? Is that how y'all got together?
Mm.
Yeah.
So what about you? Have you ever cheated on him?
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No.
All right.
But on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being a definite, how much do you think Will's cheating on you? Like, how sure are you?
Like, I'm pretty sure. Like, 9.9 out of 10.
Mm. Okay.
So, Allie, this is the point where we usually get Will on the phone and call him to find out if he's cheating or not, right?
Right.
Right, but we're not going to call him because he's already reached out to us.
Really?
So for the first time in the history of War of the Roses, both the person who thinks they're being cheated on and the other person who are supposed to call have reached out to us within a week of each other.
Mm-hmm.
Let me bring Will in
here. He reached out to you?
Will reached out to us. He thought you were cheating on him.
Will, are you there?
Oh, I'm here.
Hey, so now that we got you two here, let's try to figure out what's going on.
So do you understand that you both emailed? First, Allie emailed us about 2 weeks ago. Then Will emailed us last week. And when we looked at the numbers and the emails, we realized that you guys were talking about each other.
Wow, that's some pina colada there, isn't it?
Okay. Okay, both big fans of the Meanie Roy and Loren show, and we appreciate that. So let's figure out what's going on and get down to it.
Will, are you cheating on Allie? Okay.
No, but I'm pretty sure she's cheating on me. I know. I'd say almost positive she's cheating on me.
Well, Allie told us that she was almost positive that you were cheating on her with her ex, with your ex.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that. But I know that she's hooking up with this guy at work. And
why would you say that?
Are you kidding me? We go to functions all the time. Always talking to that guy, Mike. Like, all the time. Like, you'll say, I'll be right back, and then you don't come back, and I see you talking to him. And then
tell her about the time you went to, she was up in Asheville. You said that in the email.
Yeah, exactly. In Asheville, yeah. And you guys had to go over for that conference. All of a sudden, mysteriously, your phone was off for like a day and a half. I didn't have my charger, but then how was it charged when you were driving? How was that all of a sudden? Oh, yeah, well, I had... Somebody let me borrow their charger. And who was it? Oh, yeah, it was Mike, but it's no big deal. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I got it.
Okay, so let's try to figure this out, because you got to understand, she is really almost positive that you're cheating on her.
Let's stay on the Will side of things. Allie, do you want to respond to the whole Asheville thing? What happened in Asheville?
My phone did die, and service is horrible in Asheville also, so I barely had service. So my phone trying to find service died real fast, and then, yeah, I couldn't charge it until the next morning. But honestly, like, I think you're just trying to think of ways to get at me because you're trying to cover up your own tracks. Why would you be talking to your ex again? Like, none of that makes sense.
So, Allie, nothing happened between you and Mike?
Well, you know what? Something did happen. Because I'm not convinced that you're not cheating either. And so we did.
Wait. So, hold on. You were sure that I was cheating. So you decided to hook up with Mike just because you thought I was cheating?
Wow, so
you're telling me that you did hook up with him, and I'm sure this is not the first time.
Wow.
No. It's not.
So, Allie, but you called to do War of the Roses too. On Will, but yet you were the one cheating.
Yeah, you just told him you weren't cheating. They asked you, like, I've never cheated on him. Okay. Meanwhile, you think I'm hooking up with Megan again, which I'm not. But now, who knows what's going to happen?
So.
See? Why would you be saying that if you weren't already thinking about it or interested? Like, something's going on, and I just don't believe you.
Yeah, but
Allie. What does it matter? You're hooking up with Mike. Oh, my God.
I think it matters, but. Will, why are you... I don't even know where to go from here.
I don't either, because... So, she just revealed she's cheating.
Mm-hmm. Because she feels like he's cheating.
Yeah, but, okay, but now I want to address the whole ex-girlfriend thing in social media.
But why would he tell the truth now?
Yeah, why wouldn't I just say I'm hooking up with her if I was? I'm not.
How long have you been talking to Megan? Well, like, you guys had to have had a conversation.
Oh, how long have I been talking to her? Like, how long have I been on social media, like, liking stuff? I don't know. A couple months. I mean, this guy's your boss. Yeah. You said he was going to give you a raise, but apparently you gave him one.
Oh!
Wow.
You've been working on that one. All right. This is unbelievable circumstances. I mean, the first time in War of the Roses history, anywhere around the country, I guarantee, where both the cheater and the person that they thought was cheating on them emailed us at the same time. You guys, you made War of the Roses history, but not in a good way. So good luck with everything. And you guys need to obviously work everything out. But thanks for coming to us, okay?
Whatever happens with us, I don't know, but you guys rock. We actually listen to you guys all the time.
Think your mate is messing around? WNKS, WNKS, HD1, Charlotte.
Baby, this is our city.
A Beasley Media Group station.
This is my city.
Yeah, baby.
Charlotte's number one hit music station. Kiss 95.1, home of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
That was some War of the Roses. We told you it was unprecedented. Allie sent us an email 2 weeks ago saying that she was pretty sure that her boyfriend Will was cheating on her, so we were going to do War of the Roses. And we're going through our stack of emails that we get, and who's on the email list saying, hey, I want to do War of the Roses on Allie?
Her dude.
Will.
Yeah.
A week later, emailed us and said he thinks that she's cheating, so we put them both on the phone without knowing the other was on, and they worked it out. Now, Allie came forward and admitted that she was cheating on Will. But she admitted it because she still is convinced that he's cheating on her.
Right.
And I still believe that if he was cheating, he wouldn't have been truthful. Because she was truthful.
So he didn't look like
the bad guy.
Right.
What if Will hadn't emailed us and we called him for War of the Roses?
Right. What would he have done?
What would have happened?
Yes. We don't know.
Right.
He might have come out and said that, yes, he was cheating, but...
And by the way, they both were fans of the show.
I know.
It wouldn't have worked anyway.
I know. We need to know from you guys, though, if you've ever been in a relationship that was like Will and Allie, where it was so bad, you both cheated on each other. Like, how common and how often does that happen? 704-570-9595. If you can give us a little insight in a relationship where... it was awful. So you both were cheating on each other during the relationship.
This is Anonymous in Charlotte. Welcome to the Mandy Roy and the Red Morning Show.
Hi.
Hi.
So I just have a statement to make about it. I feel like I don't feel sorry for him at all about her cheating on him. And the reason I say that is because she said that he's cheated before and he cheated on his ex with her. So I feel like, you know, what comes around goes around. You know, if you're going to cheat on somebody, you deserve every bit that you get back at you.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what Allie was saying.
Right.
Was Allie was so convinced that he's being untruthful and he's cheating on her that she all of a sudden decides that, well, then it's okay for me to cheat.
Well, he's done it before in the past.
But
you're saying, like, once a cheater, always a cheater.
Yes. So if he's did it before in the past, there's a good chance he's doing it again.
Well, but now, what if he changed? What if he's a different person now?
But if you've cheated on me before in the past, then why are you not likely to cheat on me again?
Well, Facebook Live, somebody in the chat said something interesting, too. Where did it go?
I don't know. Facebook Live chat.
Oh, man, it's going too fast now. it was something about him cheating on... they started the relationship on lies, basically, and that it was petty for them to cheat on each other, regardless whether they were cheating or not. And I'm the pettiest person in the world. I'll be the first to admit it, but I still can't get on board with cheating on someone because they cheated on you.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. We have a lot of people that want to make comments about the War of the Roses, but we do have phone lines open for those of you who want to share a story and tell us if you were in a relationship where things were so bad that you both were cheating on each other. And maybe you knew about it, maybe you didn't. 704-570-9595. Lindsay sent a tweet to the MRL show, and she said, still trying to wrap my head around what just happened on War of the Roses, trying to play the victim when you're the cheater. And Jordan says that Allie said that service sucked in Asheville, But she's like, take it from an Asheville native. Service is just fine.
Yeah, I've been to Asheville. That's very true. I never dropped. Now, I did. I will say when you go up, I think that's 40. When you go on the interstate, go around the mountain, sometimes it gets a little shoddy.
Mm-hmm.
But outside that, I was in Asheville. It was just fine.
Someone else just tweeted fine. And said this whole thing. She's using it as an excuse. She's trying to make herself feel better by catching him. Which didn't happen. Hashtag well, bye.
And you know, like, if you're cheating, you know that, like, the saying, if you're cheating, you suspect they're cheating. I wonder if that was going on.
That's totally what I think, Allie. You know, that's where I think Allie's coming from. Allie mm-hmm. was like, I have the right to cheat with this coworker because I know she said she on a scale of 1 to 10, she said she was at 9.999 that right. he was cheating. She just wanted to have the proof. So yeah. that she wanted to do War of the Roses, so she can go, ah, good.
Because I cheated.
She had a guilty conscience.
She wanted to validate what her actions.
And if he said right. that he cheated on her, she would have never told us that she was cheating, and she would have felt good about it.
Right. This is Anonymous in Concord. You're on the Manny Roy the Ram Morning Show.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Anonymous.
So, okay, my story is a little complicated.
That's fine. I have paper.
We're married now, but prior to our marriage, we had been together for like 3 or 4 years. He would always leave, like he would just disappear for days, and I wouldn't see him for days. So I kind of got to the point where I got fed up with it. In the midst of being lonely, I did cheat on him with someone.
Mm-hmm.
The story came out, you know, everything came out. I confessed to it. Well, I found out like a year and a half ago that in that time frame, he actually did cheat on me at that same time with another girl because he was hurt. He said he was hurt by what I'd done to him, so he cheated on me with one of my friends.
So he's saying that that came after you cheating on him?
Yes. So I cheated on him. You know, it came clean. Well, I didn't find out until a year and a half ago that he actually cheated on me at that same time. Right after he found out about me and this other guy.
Are you guys still together now?
Yep, we're married. We actually worked through it, and we got married. We haven't had any problems ever since then.
Wow.
We were just really young.
Yeah.
We were young. We had just, you know, we were only like 19 and 20. So I think we were young. I rebelled a little bit because I had been with him. You know, he was like the only person I've ever been with.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I rebelled at that time, and I got lonely. This guy, the other guy, was there to kind of comfort me in the mm-hmm. time of being lonely when he wasn't there. And I think that's when it happened. But we did cheat on each other at the same time. I just didn't find out about his until a year and a half. Maybe it's maybe about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And it wasn't on War of the Roses. Thanks, Anonymous.
We get a tweet from Lauren at the MRL show. He was in the wrong for even talking to his ex. That led to her to thinking he was cheating.
So that person who sent us that tweet's like saying that it's justified for Allie.
I don't know.
I don't know about that either. This is Shelby and Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny Roy on the Ram Morning Show.
Hi, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Quickly, tell us, so you were in a relationship where everybody cheated.
Yeah, so I was in a 2-year relationship with this guy that was basically my first love. I was, like, completely in love with this kid. And so we just started to, I guess, lose what we had or whatever. But it got to the point where I knew that he was talking to all these other girls. And it was, like, making me really insecure about myself. So I looked to somebody else to comfort myself. And then after I had started talking to somebody, it wasn't even...
Are you there, Shelby?
Hello?
I think we lost Shelby. Aww. But anyway, the end of the story was they both cheated on each other. I mean, that's what... And look at our phone lines are slammed with people.
Everybody cheated on everybody.
Relationship was so bad, they both cheated. Wasn't a relationship where they both cheated. Crazy. And Anonymous, we talked to a little while ago, they both cheated and now they're married.
Coming up next with the Manny Roy and Loren Show.
I like it how we end with segments with...
No real closure.
So what's going on in the dirty, Loren?
So Selena Gomez underwent a life-saving surgery that we're all just finding out about. I'll tell you what caused it and how she's doing now. It's coming up in 10 minutes in the dirty.
And we got your tickets to come hang out at the Blue Zone tailgate before Sunday's game. We got a pair of tickets to give away also in just about 20 minutes.
Facebook, Instagram. We'll be right back. celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So we're just now learning that Selena Gomez had a kidney transplant over the summer. She needed the life-saving surgery because of her lupus. And her best friend is the one who donated a kidney.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you guys give me a kidney?
I would, buddy.
Would you, Manny?
If I was a match, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, now here's the next question.
Yeah.
Loren and I are both matches. Whose kidney are you taking?
Ooh.
You could take his.
No, I kind of want yours. I feel like yours would be a little cleaner. No offense.
Oh, I don't know, buddy. No, I don't know about that.
Roy is on the clock. Both Manny and Loren are donors. They are matchers, and we'll find out Roy's decision coming up next on the new reality show.
Who gets the kidney? At the last radio station, they did the morning show did a bit where they all got drunk in the morning, and the one guy was about to give his kidney on the radio, like as a contest.
Wow, that's crazy level drunkenness.
Oh, my gosh. The GM ran into the studio and had to stop it.
Mm. No.
You're not doing this.
Vet this.
We got to get the lawyers involved. It's a whole thing. We need rules.
So we joked before about how, like, we do have attorneys in Naples, by the way. Beasley Corporate is in Naples, and we understand everybody's doing well. The building sustained some damage, but everybody's okay.
Yes.
All of our employees. Yeah. Including our attorney who sits down there, and her job is to... do radio contests, so we should send one today. Like, hey, we're thinking about giving away Roy's kidney.
Yeah, just like something ridiculous to see what she says.
Yeah. She's like, I just got back into the building.
She's like, there's enough craziness going on down here. Could you guys stop with your nonsense?
Please don't open yourself up on the radio.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, Selena Gomez shared her pictures from the hospital of her and her best friend and her scars afterwards, so we'll retweet those at the MRL show for you to see. Marilyn Manson is not happy with Justin Bieber.
Mm.
I guess there was this whole thing where Justin was putting Marilyn Manson's face on shirts a long time ago, and it went to court. They eventually did give the proceeds to Marilyn because it was his face on the shirt. But in the exchange, Justin Bieber told Marilyn Manson, I made you relevant again. And Marilyn Manson now thinks that he is an arrogant little child.
I don't have to listen to anything you have to say.
Oh, Bieber, Marilyn was kind of a big deal before you.
I made you relevant again. Is that the equivalent of Kanye telling Taylor Swift, I made you famous?
See, here's the thing, though. Like, I didn't have any idea that was going on until you just mentioned it.
Well,
so
now you know.
So clearly, Justin Bieber made him relevant again.
Well, maybe. I mean, we haven't talked about him in a hot minute.
Nope.
All right. I have a What Loren Likes for you.
Great. No way. I love that segment.
Yes, it's where we find out what's hot, what's trending, what does Loren like?
So, producer Nicole and I were looking at this yesterday, and it is adorable. It's called Pop Your Pup. And we started looking at this, of course, at the event that we were at yesterday because there was a bunch of puppies that need foster homes.
Yes.
Adoption and foster homes.
Yeah.
But once you find your forever friend and you love them, because I love Woofer and I want him around forever, you can now upload a picture of your dog or cat and have it printed on shirts. You can make art out of it. And that's cool. Really cool. And you can do it all from your phone, which I think is even more convenient.
I refuse to wear a shirt or have a mouse pad with my dog's face on it.
No, it's not like that. No. But it's not like the cheesy ones that people used to wear in the 80s. It's like fashion art. Like, okay. Nobody would know it was your dog unless they knew you.
Okay, I'll have to see it.
It's really cool. I think you should check it out.
Although,
you can check it out at kiss951.com.
People that watch us on Facebook Live on Kiss951's Facebook page, you guys know that Roy wears a dog shirt. Every once in a while. And yesterday he wore it to the
animal event.
And he was the alpha male.
Yeah. Someone tried to adopt me. I was like, whoa.
It's just a shirt.
Yeah. I'm like, thanks, though.
You are just so cute. That is your dirty.
Let's give away a pair of tickets right now to Sunday's home opener. We do a tailgate party. It's called the Blue Zone Tailgate Party, and it happens at the Unknown Brewing Company. And we throw the perfect tailgate bash, and you could get in for free right now.
Yes, 704-570-9595. Call number 9, unlimited alcohol, unlimited food, unlimited games, unlimited.
Yep.
Unlimited.
And if you don't win, you can head over to the website, kiss951.com, and purchase your tickets for Sunday's tailgate. We're going to do it before every single game, all season long. Call now. Caller 9. Good luck.
Want to get
so Where do we find this from? We always find cool things on the internet. Whisper.
Oh, I love that app.
Yeah, the Whisper app.
Yeah.
Whisper app says these are the list of complaints that workers have, and they're ridiculous. So in other words, people that work, you know, at certain locations and certain stores and stuff, customers have come to them with these complaints. I wanted to share a couple of them. Someone complained that I wouldn't let her take money out for my tip jar to pay for her coffee. So she called me a name and left.
Wow, entitled? Much? Really?
It's not like take a penny, leave a penny thing. It's not that. It's a tip jar. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah, but it's also not like take $5 or leave $5. Yeah. It's a penny.
If you don't have money for coffee that day, you don't go in.
Right. You can't barter.
I work at a grocery store, and an older woman said that she was going to sue us because the watermelons are too heavy for her to carry. And she refused to help clean up the one she dropped on the floor.
Ooh.
I work at a bank. I had a person scream at me because I wouldn't just give them $40 from their account that was empty.
Yeah, buddy, the money's got to be in there for you to get it.
I know. They were probably just frustrated.
I bought these socks a week ago and have worn them. They itch me. And why won't you take them back as a return? Someone who worked in a store was asked by a customer. Because you wore them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I bet you, in a case like that, if you, let's say, Hanes. I hate to give Hanes a bad name, but it's the only one I can think of.
Sure.
If you contacted
them. This is hypothetical.
If you contacted Hanes or whoever made the socks, mm-hmm. I'm sure the corporate headquarters would oblige.
Switch them out for something else.
I had a lady get mad at me that we didn't have Black Friday deals in July. Also, I work at a gas station.
Oh my God. Yeah, well, what's a Black Friday deal at a gas station?
That doesn't exist.
Yeah, I wish I was there for that argument.
I want corn nuts for 20 cents. I mean, that's only that's the snacks they have.
Right.
What the?
When I was in high school, second day at working at Little Caesars, I had a customer go off on me because we didn't offer rice. They said it was, quote, all American food and everyone should sell rice and stormed out. Do you think some of these people are being put on?
Yeah, I feel like some of these people are just messing with them.
Yeah.
You guys want a couple more?
Yes.
Yeah, why not? Sure, we have time.
I work at a grocery store. Somebody complained to me because the frozen pizza was frozen.
Mm. No way.
It's not fresh, sir.
That's the
whole thing. You can't eat that immediately.
No.
Oh.
One more. Literally had a customer complain because we wouldn't return his American Eagle shirt to our Abercrombie and Fitch store.
Mm. You know, I remember when I worked at Country Cookin', the All-American Buffet, somebody complained because their steak was never the temperature they wanted. I'm like, dude, we are a buffet. You are not at a steakhouse.
Right.
There is a 16-year-old back there fixing your steak.
Exactly. Exactly. Know where you're going.
And by the way, it's $8. You should be concerned about the steak to begin with. It's $8 steak.
Yeah.
Love you're telling them that.
There's a bunch of red flags
yeah.
here.
Yeah. I don't know. Let's not eat the steak. If you ever get a steak under $10, might want to steer away. Just my thought.
Yeah, no, that's a pretty good rule of thumb, Roy. Kim says that she works at a restaurant and an adult woman ordered some children's portions, and then she complained when it came out that it was too small. We're not supposed to let adults do it anyway.
Right.
So she did her a favor and then complained about
so
it.
So stupid.
We should take some calls.
Sure. 704-570-9595. That's our studio line.
These are fun and shocking. Where do you work and what's the craziest complaint you got from a customer? Call us now. 704-570-9595.
I like how you did it slow at the end. It sounded cool.
A lot of people say that we speak too fast.
Yeah. What you really should do is like say it like in a weird, like 704-570-9595.
I do that sometimes.
Speed it up and then slow it down?
Maybe.
Call us immediately, 704-570-9595.
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
The crazy complaints you hear at work. What is it? 704-570-9595.
The Whisper app. I had a bunch of bizarre customer complaints. Like someone complained that I wouldn't let her take money out of the tip jar to pay for her coffee.
Yes.
I worked at a grocery store and an old lady told me that she was going to sue the grocery store for making the watermelons too heavy for her to carry. Plus, she wouldn't help me clean up the one she dropped.
Yes, because that's the grocery store is making watermelons.
Yeah. Anonymous in Charlotte, welcome to the Maney, Roy, and the Red Morning Show.
Thanks, guys. Good morning.
Thank you. So where do you work?
I will just say that I work at an arts and crafts store.
Okay.
In the area. I would rather not say which one.
What was the crazy complaint?
So it was around the busy season, which is the holidays for, most retail stores. And we had a customer come in one time, and this was like 2 years ago. She walks over and she says, my friend gave me a TJ Maxx gift card. And I was like, that's great. You know, great gift. And she says, I want to use it here. And I was kind of stunned for a second. I was like, wait a minute, what? And she says, yeah, they told me I could use it at any one of the three stores. And I was like, ma'am, I think they meant TJ Maxx, Marshall's, Home Goods.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, I want to use it here. I was like, ma'am, I'm sorry, we can't accept that form of payment. And she just was like, well, I am never shopping here again. And I was, she turned around and walked out, and I was like, ma'am, you weren't shopping here in the first place.
So wait, I know you don't want to say the store, but like, are you guys owned by the same parent company?
Is it a sister store?
No. Okay.
No. Wow.
Is it in the same area? Like, are you in the same development?
Yes.
Okay. But that still doesn't make sense. I mean,
right.
If I go to the Target in Blakeney, it's right by Harris Teeter. I can't take a Harris Teeter, return back to Target
right. And
say, well, you also carry soda.
Right.
All right.
And, we actually had a call. I can't remember when it was. It was in that same season. But I had another customer call, and he wasn't really telling me what he wanted. I was really, really confused. And finally, I got it out of him that he wanted to return merchandise that he had bought from TJ Maxx to our store. And I was just like, no, we don't accept that.
No, hey, TJ Maxx, control your customers.
Yeah. I like the people. Thanks, like, Anonymous. It's not just an isolated incident either. Like, other people thought that they could do the same thing with the same stores.
Yeah, seriously. This is Rebecca Matthews. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Rebecca. So, crazy customer issue. What happened?
Right. So it's kind of the same as the last story, but I'm going to take it up a notch for you guys. So
okay.
I used to work at an amusement park, not in this area. And I once had a customer come in and try to pay for his amusement park tickets with a Chipotle gift card. And he got so upset that we couldn't do this that he had to be escorted out by police.
No way.
Wow.
I'm serious.
But it makes you wonder, Rebecca, if that worked for someone somewhere, and he's like, well, I'm going to try it.
Maybe.
Or was he the first person to ever try and do it? You know what I mean? Like,
I know. That sense of entitlement, you have to have that kind of, you have to have confidence to go in and demand that you're going to get service with a Chipotle gift card at an amusement park.
That makes no sense.
I mean, but it was pretty sad for that. But anyways, that was kind of I have tons of stories, but that's just what.
Or no self-awareness. Like, maybe it's not confidence. Maybe they just don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Rebecca.
Exactly.
Almost found myself in a similar situation, not with paying with gift cards, but doing something a bit ridiculous. So my ID broke in half, which means your ID is no longer acceptable. People won't take it. And I had to get on an airplane.
Oh.
And so I brought my broken ID to show them that it's broken in half. And then I brought a business card, hoping that that would pass as a form of identification.
And
luckily, I super glued my ID and nobody questioned
it. Oh, good.
Nobody questioned it.
And if they broke it, you'd be like, hey, what'd you just do?
Yeah, why'd you break that?
That's a free flight, sir.
Stephanie and Charlotte, welcome to the Maney, Roy, and the Red Morning Show.
Morning.
Hi, Stephanie. So you're a manager at a pizza place?
Yes.
And what happened?
We have a customer that likes to say that we're trying to kill her with raw dough.
With what?
Raw dough, because her pizza's not completely cooked through by her standards.
Raw dough.
Gotcha.
Oh, so it must be not as crispy as she thinks that there's raw dough in it, I guess. Interesting. Isaiah, our buddy Isaiah and Shelby.
What's going on, man?
Welcome to the Maney, Roy, and the Red Morning Show, and you used to work at a Subway.
I did. So that particular Subway, we had police department nearby come in and do security because it had been robbed a few times.
Oh, wow.
So this lady comes in one night. And she ordered two of the flatbread pizzas at Subway. about halfway through one, she decides she doesn't like marinara sauce. So she starts yelling, raising Cain, asking for a refund. We're like, we can't do that, but you can order something else. We're trying to be reasonable with her. The cop in there is like, this is stupid. I'm not going to arrest her for this. So he walks her outside. She continues to yell, trying to get a refund, calls 911 on us. And another police department nearby shows up and arrests her for misuse of 911. Because
oh, my God.
For misuse of 911.
Awesome. What happened to her flatbread pizza?
I mean, we threw them away.
Isaiah's like, I ate it.
Yeah, that's what I would have done. I would have sat there, watched her get arrested, and ate her pizza.
And then he'd been like, oh, God, this is awful. I need... yeah. I want my refund.
This is awful.
Dinner and a show.
I ate this. Oh, wait, I did. Isaiah, thanks, man.
Like 6 minutes in jail. And
how's everything going?
What's that?
How's everything going in your world?
Everything's great, dude.
Good.
Because Isaiah's one of the people that watches this on Facebook Live, and some days, like, he'll go ghost, and we're like, where's Isaiah?
Yeah, we don't like that, buddy.
I got a job as a server now, so I've been working doubles.
Nice. Right? Where are you working?
Cherokee Grill in Kings Mountain.
Oh, hey, nice. Boom, where's we need to go and get served by Isaiah.
You know, I think producer Nicole is you're Cherokee, aren't you? So you can eat for free.
Yeah.
How about American? That? Look at Isaiah's laughing.
Come on down.
All right, buddy. Go see Isaiah at the Cherokee Grill up in Kings Mountain. A lot more people on hold. Let's do another round of this.
Okay.
704-570-9595. The strange customer complaints.
This is...
So what's the crazy complaint that you got at your job? 704-570-9595. Natalie... And Charlotte.
Hey.
Hey, hello. Natalie. Thank you for holding on.
Hey, I love you guys. This is the first time I ever got through.
Yay.
Aww, yay.
We love you too, Natalie. In fact, we sing a song for you.
Natalie.
Hi, Natalie.
Okay. So I work at a TV, internet, phone type place, incoming calls. This guy calls in for a refund on a UFC fight because the fight lasted for less than 1 minute.
No way.
You're like, sorry, buddy. I can't just give it.
I can't quite blame him because I saw that.
I know, but you can't call a cable company and ask them to refund it.
What was the game that I was the boxing thing? I left in the middle of it.
Yeah, I don't
Not
remember.
Not McGregor.
It wasn't McGregor.
Mayweather,
it was the big fight before that.
Before
yeah.
that, it was so boring.
Yeah.
So Natalie,
I think
you must
it was
hear.
The Ronda Rousey fight, but I mean, I paid for that Mayweather fight, and I want a refund, too, but,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, but you don't get it.
I mean, you must get crazy calls all the time, right?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I had another one where a guy wanted an adjustment on his bill because it was his birthday. And I'm like, hey, happy birthday, but I need my job.
Right?
yeah.
Natalie needs her shoes.
Hey, I say it all the time. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take, so I can't fault the guy for asking.
Awesome.
Thanks,
All
Natalie.
Right. Well, it was a pleasure speaking with you guys. Thanks.
You too.
Likewise. Thanks for jumping in on the conversation. That's what the show's all about. You know,
this isn't a crazy complaint, but when I was in high school, I worked at a tanning salon, and people used to ask you to watch their kids while they tanned.
What?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Isn't that weird?
Not part of your
job.
I'm
like, this is not a daycare center.
My mom didn't ask for them to watch me. She said, don't move. And I just sat there. This is Alyssa and Marion. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show.
Hi, thank you.
Hey, so what's the crazy complaint you got at your job?
Well, this was back when I was 16. I was still in high school, and I worked at a little mom-and-pop place down in Lower Alabama, and they had an all-you-can-eat catfish night. Family comes in, they ordered, I know, 5 or 6 fresh full plates of catfish. And every time I'm asking, how do you like it? That sort of thing. And every time, oh, it's great, give me more. Well, I happened to be at the register when they came up to pay. And the lady says to me, I don't think I should have to pay for this food. I said, what do you mean? And she says, I should not pay for this food. It just didn't taste right. I said, well, ma'am, tell me, you know, you ate 5 or 6 plates of it. And you gave me this fresh every time. What did you not like about it? She finally says, well, it just tastes fishy.
Oh.
It's
yeah,
fish.
Keep in mind, fish. I was 16. I didn't know what was proper to say or not. So I just looked at her like she was crazy and said, well, ma'am, if it tastes like chicken, I can see where there'd be a problem.
That's true. That's true. Yep. Thanks, Alyssa.
Alicia just reached out to us on Twitter and said she worked at a Best Buy and there was a customer complaint because he wanted to use food stamps to buy a pair of Beats headphones.
Yeah, I don't think that's allowed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think that. Yeah.
Taylor in Columbia.
Hey.
How are you, Taylor?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. My wife says I say Taylor wrong because I say I'm from New Jersey, so I say Taylor.
No, it's Taylor.
Taylor.
T-A-Y. Yeah, Taylor. Taylor.
I'm trying, you guys. I really am. Hi.
Hey.
So what's the crazy complaint you got?
So I actually work at a Chick-fil-A back in Columbia, and we get a lot of crazy complaints. But one guy came up to the register and told me that he wanted another 8-count nugget because he actually got 10. What? And I said, well, I can give you another 8-count, but we would have to throw those away. Are you sure you don't want to just keep the 2 free nuggets? And he demanded I throw them away, and I gave him another one, and then he came back and complained that he got 9 nuggets.
No.
Another one.
No way. Well, whatever. Yes. Well, hang on.
Maybe he was a little OCD or something. Wait. You know, he needed the correct amount.
Which Chick-fil-A is that? Because you're giving away free nuggets, and I want to go.
Yeah. Some Chick-fil-A is paying out.
That information.
Thanks, Taylor.
Yeah, no problem.
Listening to us in Columbia.
This is Anonymous in Concord. This is going to be interesting. You used to be a private investigator. Are you still are?
Yes, sir. I'm still an investigator.
Oh, great. By the way, we're going to put you on hold after this. We need your information. I'm serious.
Why? You have me. I'm just kidding.
We need a professional. We need a professional.
Yeah, the last professional quit after we took his name and number.
So tell us what happened. What's the crazy complaint you had?
So I got hired to find out if the spouse is cheating or not. So I do my whole thing, all my hours, comes to find out the spouse is cheating. I send in my report, I send in everything, and I start getting these terrible calls from the person that hires me because they can't believe I found out what I found out. Like, it was my fault that their spouse was cheating.
Oh, my God.
And then I eventually had to block their number and everything. I was like, don't hire me if you don't want the certain.
Right. Don't ask questions you don't really want to know the answers to.
Yeah. I was like, I did what you hired me to do, so I'm sorry.
That's crazy. All right, hold on, Anonymous. I'm going to put you back on hold and producer Nicole get your info because you never know when we need a
investigator.
Yeah. Is that cool with you?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Perfect. Thank you. Did you hear that, Nicole?
We need like official businesses of
did
the
you hear that?
On the Rent Show.
Sorry.
Nicole,
she's working.
Are you listening to Jumbo and Billy or us?
No, she's on the phone. Oh, give her a break.
I like messing with her.
I mean, these calls, we could just go all day.
Seriously.
All right. Cody and Rock Hill.
Hi.
Hey. So you used to work at a grocery store. What's the crazy complaint?
A customer called us last holiday and told us that because we were out of a specific type of eggnog, that we had ruined his whole entire family's Christmas.
What's ringing?
Yeah, what was that?
I don't know, but I'm curious where this goes.
Let it go.
Me? No, that's the store phone. I'm at work right now.
Oh, okay.
I was like, somebody answer it.
I thought like it sounded like the ring was bleeding over on your line. You
I know. We were going to wait it out. Dude, we're like, what's this about?
Way to ruin Christmas, Cody. Thanks, Cody. Thanks for listening to the show, okay? Oh, she can't even hear us.
Oh, hang on. Keep her on. Oh, did you hang up with her?
I don't know. Cody?
What's going on, Cody?
Sorry, I can't hear you guys.
Oh.
So something did happen. Cody?
Yeah, sorry. It's like I can't hear you guys.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well,
sorry.
Bye, Cody.
We're still in a retrograde. That's why.
Oh.
Yeah.
And remember, I said we can go all day, and then I took one more call. That is such a definitive answer, maybe, to not continue.
All right, so is that it?
That's it.
Sadly, okay. I thought that was the most interesting call. There was a phone bleed through. Yeah,
that's what happens. That is our show to a T.
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.